All right, let's go to the bench coach of the San Francisco Giants, and that is Ron Wotus. Well, how are you this morning?
Well, Marty, I'm doing well, as you can imagine. It was nice to get it done last night. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the feeling never gets old. It's something that you look forward to. And it was nice. It was nice to get it done at home. You know, I mean, the way these guys played the last couple of weeks, once we saw the finish line, to be able to clinch the pennant here at home, I thought was great for our fans. And seems to be a lot of excitement out there.
Well, you know, you got home last night before I did. I was still on the air, and you were home already.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
okay.
We know how hard you work, Marty, and I don't want to put those hours in. There's no way.
All right, so what happens now? You know, you're still, you know, I don't know if you heard me talking this morning, but, you know, you're still in this thing for maybe the, you know, the best record and all that. Well, how do you approach this now with the players? You got 10 games kind of to, you know where you're going to be, and what do? Do you rest everybody?
Well, you know, you hear a lot about that. You hear about rest, and the thing that's lining up well for us is, I mean, certainly after winning last night, there's a bunch of guys that deserve to savor this moment more than, you know, 3 or 4 hours. And you're talking about the regulars that got us here, the Scuderos and the Posies and the Pagans, guys that have been grinding it out. They definitely will be getting a day, I'm sure, today. To enjoy this and be able to take a deep breath. And which is nice is we have a day off following today, Monday, and that will give a lot of these guys 2 full off days. And as you know, 2 full off days in a baseball season is like a week's vacation to the average working guy. So that's going to rest some people and rejuvenate them. Now, we'll still have, you know, 9 games to go after that. And I think what's most important is, you know, we want to go into the playoffs playing good baseball. And you just, it's hard to turn the switch on and off in this game. And, you know, Boach will give guys a day and get some other players sharp. And I think that's the other important point is it's not so much to rest, but we want to go in playing good baseball. And we want to get some of the guys that maybe needed bats, like Terrio and guys that haven't been on the field, you want to get them sharp. So we'll try to accomplish those things, and I think it'll be a day-by-day decision.
Well, today is Fan Appreciation Day, and I've gotten some tweets on the Twitter at Baseball Marty account already. And, you know, and I would encourage the players to come out and wave today to the fans. And I know it's a day off for them, but, boy, the fans just they just want to show them the love. And, I don't know, you come out here every night, 42,000. It's a Tuesday night against Colorado, or a, you know, Thursday afternoon, you know, against the Mets, and they're all out here. So I think you're going to see a day today we haven't seen for a while, and that is just we want to show you how fans want to show you how they feel about the team.
Well, they've been showing us for since day one here in this ballpark. I think you're right. I mean, the enthusiasm and the support they've given us, the electricity in the ballpark, you know, having gone to all the parks, and you know, we're so blessed to have the support that we have here in San Francisco, because we go everywhere, obviously, and there's not a better place to go or a better environment to play in than here in San Francisco. And you know, some of these clubs, they're playing in front of, look at Tampa Bay down there, my God, they're playing in front of 3,000-4,000, and they're fighting for a pennant. And that's just one example, and there's many of them. Even the good franchises, I think, you hear about Boston and Chicago and their fans. Well, our fans are at the top of the list, there's no question.
All right, let's talk a little Brandon Crawford. Now, I know you grew up in Connecticut, and I don't know if you remember, did you ever go to High Line up in Connecticut, in Milford, Connecticut?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, I've been there a couple times. What a unique sport that was. Didn't spend a lot of time there. I was a young man. That was years ago. And, you know, there was a lot of betting going on that High Line, so I tried to stay away from that. But it was a very unique sport.
Well, it was great. I mean, it's such a fast game. And if people don't know about it, Google it on the Internet. But, you know, Crawford made a play the other day. It looked like a High Line player to me. You know the play I'm talking about. It was a shot hit up the middle, and he just sort of gave with the ball a little bit and put it in his glove. It never moved, and he made a great play on it. It looked like a High Line player to me.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You know, that he has that ability. I mean, he can do some things that other players can. He's got a great exchange, you know, glove-to-hand transfer, and certainly he has great hands. And as we talked about many times on your show, he loves to play defense, and you know, that goes a long way. And he never takes a day off trying to hone his craft defensively, and all his hard work has been paying off.
Yeah, Gold Glove. He may not get it this year, but they will know who he is going into next year. And I hope he has a good playoff. And, you know, Terrio said something interesting to me. And he said, you know, part of Crawford's growing up, now he's going to be a shortstop on a playoff team, and you guys could maybe get to a World Series and win another World Series. You have to learn how to go through that, even make an error in the playoffs of World Series and come back from it. It's part of the growing up process for him.
Well, it's a good comment. You know, guys like Ryan Terrio that have been through the wars, he's won a world championship, he's been on winning teams. You know, that's one thing that a young player has to go through. There's really no preparation for it. It's been my experience as a player in the minor leagues or major leagues and managing in the minor leagues that when you have a young team and you have players that have not been in a playoff atmosphere, you're really not sure how they're going to react. There's a tendency for a lot of these guys to try too hard or press or something doesn't go their way. You know, so the experience does come into play. We have plenty of experience in our pitching staff, and we'll have the opportunity here to prepare these guys for the playoffs. But it will be a unique experience, and our young players have matured and done a nice job, so hopefully they won't miss a beat in the playoffs.
This five-game series, to me, it's the most exciting thing that I see in baseball. You go through the 162, and it's the marathon, the ups and downs. You lose a game in May. You can't get crazy about it. You want to play your best ball in September. Then all of a sudden they tell you, all right, you're going to play five games to see if you're going to go forward. Those five games are the most intense five games that I see in baseball.
Yes, five-game series. You know, seven is really more of a true test of the overall ball club. You know, you have some wiggle room there if someone has a bad performance. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast, and everybody has to be at their game. We have to play good baseball regardless of what we've done before going in. That's why it's so important. You have to go in, playing good baseball. And as you talked about, I heard you earlier coming in, you know, it's going to be even tougher for these guys with the one-game playoff. You remember, we had that back in 1998.
Right.
My first year with the club, we had the one-game playoff with the Chicago Cubs because we both ended in a tie in the wild card to see who went forward. And you know what? That is not a fun situation to be in. I mean, your whole season boils down to one game. So five games, looking at the one game, it looks like we got a little bit of breathing room, so we'll take it.
Yeah, but, you know, the five-game thing, you can't get too crazy day to day. I mean, because the thing changes by the minute. You know, you win one game, you think, oh, we got it, and then you lose the next game, and you think it's all over. There's a mental part of this five-game series that's different than the seven-game.
Yeah, the emotions, you got to keep them in check. And, you know, baseball players, we do this every day, and we're pretty good at the cliches, you know, one day at a time, you know, just to take it as it comes, things like that. But it's the truth, because the momentum changes dramatically from game to game, as you just mentioned, Marty, and you can't take anything for granted. You have to play every game, every inning, every out on its own, and hopefully you do that until it's all over. So there's no time to enjoy a 2-1 advantage or even if you're down 0-2. You just have to play the games.
Yeah, it's one day at a time. I'm saying it's one inning at a time. It's one batter at a time. You're down 0-2, you win, and you say, all right, now it's 2-1. We'll come back tomorrow and tie it up. And it's just fascinating to me, the mental side of that five-game series. I'm just warning the fans, get ready for what's coming. You guys understand it. Washington or Cincinnati, who cares? But it's playing in those ballparks. Those are tough ballparks to play in.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, the ball retrospect here or looking at it, the ball carries, and we've done a good job of scoring runs on the road, and we've done a good job of scoring runs here at home. Obviously, I think the biggest challenge is going to be is we're going to face good pitching, and you know, you are in smaller ballparks, but you're going to face the top pitching in the league, and not to take anything away from any of the teams we've played here as of late. But, you know, when you talk about the pitchers that we're going to face, you know, you don't anticipate high-scoring games. That's playoff baseball. That's the best teams in the game. So regardless if it's Cincinnati or Washington, you know, we're going to have a tough chore ahead of us.
Yeah, good point. Low-scoring games, even in those ballparks where the ball does fly out because the pitching does rule. But, you know, you guys have done the little things. I mean, you know, all the triples and the sacrifice flies and moving people from second to third with less than two out. You guys are playing good baseball now.
Yeah, we have, you know, and we really, you know, as the term has been, put the pedal to the metal and have played very good, and that's real encouraging because that's the way you want to go into the playoffs. Obviously, we have a week of games, a little more over the week of games left here, so we want to, you know, make sure that we continue that. But those things will come into play. I mean, getting a bunt down, getting a guy in from third, you know, if you're not hitting a two-run or three-run home run, or obviously a big hit is important, but if you're not getting that long ball, you need to do the little things to win games, and we've been very good at winning one-run games, and, you know, I think we're very prepared to go into this playoff situation.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do. You got to win those one-run games, and you're the best in baseball at doing it, and I think that's another stat that is very important. Well, what about, I mean, I can't let you go without talking about two players. One, it's nice that Pablo Sandoval has returned in that number three spot as an effective player and doing some damage because those first two guys get on all the time. Well, what's the turnaround for Sandoval this week? What have you seen?
Well, you know, our hitting guys, Bam Bam and Joe LaFay, they've been working with him for a while now. I mean, so he was doing some things mechanically that they thought was keeping him from driving the ball and getting the bat on the ball the way he's capable, and they've worked hard at that, and it looks like it's paying dividends. He's certainly swinging the bat much better. You know, his swing is a little more compact, and he's getting to the fastball better, and it's showing. So that's a huge plus for us to get him swinging the bat the way he has, and that's the biggest thing that I've seen.
How'd you like his play last night where he fell in the stands?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't know at the time that he was blowing a bubble as he was making that play. I don't know how the heck he does that. I mean, going over there to the rail to make the catch is tough enough. To be playing with your gum at the same time, that's pretty unique. But you know, we held our breath when he went into the over into the stands, and that's quite a drop. We held our breath. You know, you're blocked out. We have a lot of guys in the dugout and trying to look to see if he was going to come up. And thank goodness that he was fine and did not get hurt on the play.
Well, there was Sandoval Gnome Day yesterday. They gave out the gnome, and I think he's blown the bubble as a gnome. So I guess that's why he did it. You know.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Pretty good, pretty good. All right, the other one is Scudero, and I know you appreciate the infield play, but, boy, the way this guy handles the bat, and, you know, Bumgarner lays down the bunt, now it's two out, and I looked to Greg Papa to my right and said, don't worry, this guy's going to get a hit right now, and he whacks one up the middle, two-run score, and sort of break the game open. He does it every time.
Yeah, you know, I'm really happy that he's going to get another opportunity to go to the postseason along with guys like Angel Pagan. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in this club that haven't been to the playoffs on the field, and they're going to get a chance. And I think Scudero, the last time he was there is 2006, I believe, with the Oakland A's.
Oh, is that his last time? Okay, I got to look that up.
I believe so. You can double-check that.
Okay.
But, you know, he's a winning player, and he's a guy that you want in a playoffs and in a crunch time. He never gives away an at bat. He's an extremely tough out. And you talk about getting a guy in from third or getting a big hit. This guy is the epitome of that. And I'm glad he's on our side. And, you know, he doesn't hit a lot of home runs, and everybody talks about the home run, but he's going to win you a game doing something on the field when he's out there.
What is it at the plate? What makes him that good of a hitter? What does he do to slow down the game where he can – he controls the at-bat. The at-bat doesn't control him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, I think the number one thing is if you look at his approach, he's got a, you know, real simple he doesn't have a lot of moving parts in his swing. He's got a, you know, he just sets up the way you'd want to teach it. There's not a lot of movement in his getting ready or his preparation to hit, and he's always in a good hitting position. That's number one, but I probably more so than that, it's the person. And you never see this guy flustered. He's never in a panic. He's always under control, and he's able to slow that game down with his mind and his approach, and he lets the game come to him. And, you know, when you talk about those things, you think of a veteran, but this guy takes it to another level. He's always under control and calm, and you know what? That's a great attribute to have, especially in playoff baseball.
Wow. So Felipe said it, show me the man first, then the player.
Yeah, that's a great saying. That's a great saying. And, you know, the longer you're in the game and you look at the players and you look at your talent and you watch them in pressure situations or throughout the year, and, you know, the validity of that saying always comes to your mind because it stands true almost every time.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So what's the schedule for you guys this morning? What goes on today?
Well, you know, we didn't get a chance to put a time on the board, so I hope the guys show up to the game today.
Hey.
I think most of them will, but if a couple don't, we'll just probably go forward without them. I expect the guys to roll in here a little bit later, you know. But I'll tell you what, you know, this team is relentless. They show up every day. These guys love to work. They love to prepare. So I wouldn't be surprised when I get in there right now that a lot of them are there. And, you know, a lot of the young guys that are in the game, I'm sure they're going to be chomping at the bit to get down in that batting cage to get ready for the game. So I think it'll be business as usual, but a couple guys will be able to soak in the moment today.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because, you know, for guys like Peguero or, you know, Pill, you want to show that you can play and be a consistent major leaguer, and this is your chance to do that, so they have incentive to do it. Well, I got here about 10 of 8 today. I arrived with about 1,000 boxes of strawberries, and who was here ahead of me? Bumgarner. The truck was already there, and he's already done his running in the outfield.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that tells you about these guys, and it's really true. You know, not every club is like that. They love being together. They love being at the ballpark. And, you know, fortunately for us, it was, you know, a 6 o'clock start last night. So, you know, subdued a little bit, business as usual in the celebration, although, albeit a lot of people enjoyed the moment.
Yeah.
The place cleared out of there fairly early. I've been in some celebrations that went on a lot longer, so I think a lot of the guys will be back here and ready to go.
Yeah, just the first step. Well, thanks so much for taking the time this morning, and I'll see you later today.
Always great to be on with you, Marty.
All right, thank you. Ron Wotus, the bench coach of the Giants. Boy, the highlight of our show here all season long. Nobody better than Will.